views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome to Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday. This is Mona and...
Welcome, this is Savitri.
Great, Savitri. Nice to have you back on the show. And welcome, welcome. So we are going to talk about sexy and beautiful. These are two very powerful words that have been used in our culture. And it's time to take a look at them and see how they're ruling us and why they're ruling us and how we could get different interpretations of them so that our lives could actually be better. Okay. And we chose those words because sexy is pervasive in our culture. And it's guiding us, or we're allowing it to guide us in ways that are not in our highest and best interests. And sexy, if you Google sexy in Google Images, you will only, I did this yesterday, there's just pages and pages of women's faces, or of just women. Mm-hmm. There's not men, there's not any other images, but just women. And somehow we've got to break out of that definition or just let that word go because it's the old way of creating. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Yeah, and the word sexy really is focusing only on one part of ourselves, our lower selves, our sexual organs. That's really what we're focusing on, the sexual organs of the person. When you're focusing on the word beauty, you're focusing on the wholeness of the person. That's the difference. Sexy means only one part of you. Beauty means the wholeness of you.
And it's that locked us in.
Sorry?
It's locked us in.
Yes.
You know, our advertising, everything revolves around that. And the media has gotten a hold of the fact that we're focused on that. And we gave them the idea, we have to take responsibility, we gave them the idea that we're susceptible to that, and they ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's driving our culture.
Right.
And it's also driving, unfortunately, the other thing that it's doing is it's affecting our generations to come, our children are terribly influenced by this word and this focus on this one part of the body. And
you know, Mona, if I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what's happening is that there's this misconception in our culture that as soon as we are able to have sex, we're grown up.
Yes.
We consider that maturity. That as if we're children, we can't have sex. If we're grown up, we can have sex. So the teenage part of us that wants so desperately to control our lives and to control our stories are saying, well, the sooner I have sex, the more mature I feel I will be, and therefore I feel the sense of false maturity, and so I have this illusion that I am all grown up. While beauty is defined by truly how grown up you really are.
Yes.
That's the difference. Beauty requires the maturity of your soul coming through, the maturity of your mind, the maturity of using your body in the right and perfect way that creates harmony. Sexy does not require any of that. Sexy just requires you being turned on.
Exactly. And even that, what is that? That's a whole other definition. And the problem with sexy is that it involves some of our senses, and the information we get from our senses about that is we are interpreting incorrectly. And we're just perpetuating this story in almost every area of our life.
Exactly.
And the media is building upon that.
And the other thing is, sexy is a part of us that is hungering to be loved, hungering to feel a sense of confidence. So the word sexy belongs to our ego. The ego is always hungering to feel love. The ego is always hungering to feel a sense of completeness, always hungering to feel that someone cares for someone believes in me. Well, beauty is a word that says, I don't need anyone to love me. I am love itself. I don't need anyone to make me feel good about myself. I know I'm amazing. I know in my wholeness. I am the divine. I'm a physical form. I have all these beautiful qualities that I'm here to impart and share and develop. So what we have given misinterpretation by saying the word sexy, suddenly we say that's a, we feel that that's a compliment. I remember as a teenager when someone said I was sexy, I felt so disgusted. I thought, my God, that's all they're seeing me for? And that was when the days that word was rarely used. But when someone called me beautiful, I thought, oh, my gosh, I could just feel my whole body going, well, they're noticing the real me.
Yes. You opened up. You know, when somebody tells you you're beautiful, you relax.
Yes.
You know, because you realize that they're seeing more, they're seeing the whole of you. They're seeing as many parts as you're willing to show them right at that moment.
Exactly. And it requires from them to be in a space of beauty themselves in order to recognize your beauty. So you feel more trust with that person who says, I recognize your beauty, because you know their beautiful self showing up. But when a person says, I recognize your sexuality, you can't trust that, because you know that they're coming from their lower vibration as well. Which is why so many people say, well, I can't trust men anymore. You know, I can't trust people anymore. That's because people are being designed through media to focus on the worst of themselves, to focus through the worst of themselves. We're here to transform the ego, not have the ego have us see each other from sexuality eyes versus beautiful eyes.
Exactly. And we're allowing our sight, our sense of sight, to just take all of those images in and dictate everything from there. We're almost forgetting our other senses to come forward and say, and to balance it out and say, wait a second, you can't be the full driver here of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to hear, we have to touch, we have to take a look at our environment. We have to develop ourselves. And in fact, in preparation for this show, I wanted to point out there, I found this writer online. He's a blind writer,
mm-hmm.
and how he found a write. But he's talking about beauty. And he said, it's not that I'm inured to beauty. Imagine you're talking to a woman who is sitting across the table from you. When you look at her, all you see is a shimmering cloud of light. On the one hand, you are able to observe people as mystical emanations of divine radiance.
Mm.
Now, he's blind, and he says, on the other hand, you don't know what this woman looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So you listen. She's talking about hats, late 19th century Gibson girl hats with flowers and jaunty brims.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about the first great era of catalog fashion and a new kind of innocent loveliness.
Mm.
Now, a sighted person might have trouble believing this, but if you're having a nice time in a cloud of light and you're talking about beauty, the person opposite you is, in fact, beautiful.
Mm. That was beautiful.
Exactly. This man has had to learn how to cultivate another sense of beauty that wasn't relying on his sight.
Exactly.
And I'm saying we don't need to be blind, but in a way we are blind by only taking our sight and focusing it on that one body part, and then every definition of that from dominating our lives. And we're allowing that to dominate our lives, and as a result, we're focusing on one sense, and it's dictating our country, and our country is falling apart while we stay focused on that one. We're captive. We're allowing ourselves to be captive to that one particular aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, everything is falling apart.
Yeah, because we're training people through our schooling and through our media. We're training people to see each other from our separateness and not from our wholeness. We're training people to not be gentle women and gentle men, but to be macho and sexual and turn me on and animalistic. And our, it really begins with our and with our media, where we remind people you are more than just your body. You are something astounding within, and all your abilities must be brought out. Your ability to see, let's discover how to really see. That's where art classes are so important. When you take art away from children, you have to educate kids how colors go together. You have to educate kids how form goes together. When you take that away, people don't know how to put colors together. They don't know how to put form together. That's why I use interior designing to teach myself what beauty is, because I want so badly to understand, you know, there's a purpose for the world of form. It's more than just attraction. It's like, it's about creating art. And when you speak, art should come out of you. When you see, art should come out of you. And art should be something that brings harmony and calmness and brings out the soul.
Absolutely.
And that's what beauty is meant to do.
Exactly. Well, we'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona.
Savitri, welcome, welcome.
Great, thank you. Savitri, we were talking on the break about the true purpose of our bodies.
And yeah, I've sort of learned that the body is a vessel. It is just a container. And just like, you know, when you go in the kitchen and you have some, and you have, let's say you brought some groceries home, and then you look at your bag, what have you got from your bins, you know, those bins that you pick up plastic
yes.
bags to fill stuff in. And then you go into the cupboard and you go, okay, now which container, what size do I need, what shape do I need to put this the contents in? Because then that container becomes now the holder of your purpose. So what has happened is that we have been given images through the media that your purpose is to be sexy. And so we don't focus on that our container has many more focuses, many for more reasons to be. And so we're always focusing on my container should be there to please other people. My container should be there so if I look a certain way, I will feel loved. Not understanding that your soul gave you that particular container for the story you are meant to live. Okay, for the stories you're meant to live, for the people you're meant to attract, for the situations you're meant to co-create with. If we all looked exactly the same, believe me, people would not look beautiful anymore. It would be boring. Nature would get bored. We would all get bored. But we'd like the variety because the variety expresses the uniqueness of the creator in its creation. So again, it's like vases for a flower, right? You know, when you come home with a bouquet of flower, you look at all your vases and you go, okay, based on this bouquet of flowers, what container, what vase do I need to bring out the best of this bouquet of flowers? So your soul chooses this bouquet of experiences that you are here to experience and says, okay, what body, what vase do I need to have to bring out the beautiful qualities of who I am? So, so some people may have that model figure for the qualities that they need to bring out. But most people don't have that perfect. I wouldn't even call it perfect. To be honest, it's not that perfect. Because there's, again, when I was looking at my vases the other day, I said, my gosh, if I had a bouquet of flowers that required a person would say a fat vase, this would not work with this bouquet of flowers. My bouquet of flowers that have no vase at all to live in.
Mm-hmm.
If I had all these tall, slender, tall vases, my bouquet would be useless. The beauty of my bouquet would not be able to be seen. But because I have variety of vases, I can choose how that bouquet is going to be expressed in the world. And that's how the Creator sees each one of our forms. That we are all a specific vase for those amazing bouquets of our abilities to come out.
A pansy is no less beautiful than a calla lily.
Exactly.
But it needs a different vase for it to express its beauty versus putting calla lilies in a tall, slender vase.
Exactly.
And what I've seen also with to further distract us from really embracing our power is the need for speed. You know, with our technology coming in and our cell phones and our texting, it's just another level of distraction on top of the word sex and sexy. And so you've got these two things that are just completely controlling us, and we have to consciously unhook from that speed to slow down and find out what our soul is trying to tell us, what our true purpose really is meant to be for this vessel.
And you know, and that's very clever, Mona, because sexuality is something you can communicate with another person very quickly.
Right? Yes. Oh, instantly.
But a beautiful relationship takes time.
It does.
A beautiful relationship does not take time. A beautiful relationship takes time. So I could see that you're absolutely brilliant. The fact that we're in the speed mode, then even when it comes to relationships, and even when it comes to relationships with our bodies, it's like, I want to quickly be pretty from outside. Well, I want beauty just takes a long time.
It does. And you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
I was going to say that need for speed, it's not only just for our physical bodies, but it, you know, it's with projects. It's with the work that we do daily.
Right.
Get it done fast. Get it done fast. And it doesn't allow for the depth that would allow you to create something completely differently.
And that's what came from the quick losing weight process, you know, a magic pill to lose weight. And we know, Mona, that losing weight is something that is much deeper than just fat.
Oh, by far.
We're losing the weight of the past. We're losing the weight of our ignorance. We're losing the weight of our immaturity. Of our ego-based perceptions of life, that's what we're losing weight. But when we put this fast method, you know, be beautiful, lose weight really quickly, it disturbs nature's mission that says I've made you a certain way because I need you to transform certain aspects of yourself.
Exactly. And if you look how nature operates, nature doesn't operate on speed, with the exception of maybe a storm. But, you know, even that takes time to build up.
Yes.
And that speed, when you combine it with sex, when you combine it with technology, it's like it creates this trio that has just got a grip on our country and on our world. And it just takes us to be conscious that, you know, things are not working right in our life. The only way you can do is slow down and stop. Stop and just take a look and see what is happening here. What do I need to do differently? And women particularly, I want to read this passage from the book called The Magic of Believing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chapter in there called Women and the Science of Belief. Now keep in mind, this was written by a man back in 1948. And this is where we're talking about speed and sex and our true purpose.
Mm-hmm.
This man said, "Let us realize that when women awaken, she is going to play a more vital part than ever in the affairs of the world. As a matter of fact, even today, American women, although they may not be aware of it, they are potentially in a position to have things pretty much their own way. Mm-hmm. For they actually control the wealth of this country."
Mm-hmm.
He's astounded. Claude goes on, he says, "I'm astounded at the fact that the average woman does not realize her tremendous power." Then he says this, and this blew me away. He said, "They lack interest."
Mm-hmm.
He's amazed when he talks to women's groups. And this is, again, 1948 that he wrote this, mm-hmm. that many of these women's groups, many of them never knew that the great reform movements to help them and their children were initiated by women. And it is in my opinion that once women become aware of their strength and power, they can do more to bring about lasting peace and make this world a better place in which to live than all the famous male warriors and would-be peacemakers.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And that's what we're trying to do with this show. And this message is to let you know that we're being distracted by speed and sex and technology from our true purpose. That we've gone too fast. We've gotten too fast. We haven't stopped and thought of all the ramifications of our actions. And it's only being reflected in our country, and it's being reflected in our bank accounts. And you talk about speed and sex. We didn't add money in there because money is in the same boat. We haven't stopped.
Exactly.
Well, and so, go ahead.
I want to read something by the mother of Sri Aurobindo Ashram. It's a very beautiful sentence. She says, "Beauty, you are my way to the divine. Beauty, you are my way to the divine." Now imagine that sentence, "Sexy, you are my way to the divine." You can just feel it. Sexy is not the way to the divine. Beauty is. You can feel the two words if you put the word divine next to it. And why is that word divine so important? Because the divine is the essence of who we really are. And that's what we were given life for. So when we focus too much on our sexiness, we are not focusing on the true us. A sexual person, a very, very sexual person, is a person who is not embodying enough of their divine essence. And that's why they need to have other people love them. A beautiful person doesn't need to be loved because they know they are loved. So beauty is truly helping us to understand it is a way back to our true self. It is a way back to our divinity. Sexy is not our way back to our divinity. And so, yes, we women have been distracted because we felt for so long that we had to hide and cover up our bodies. But you know what? That was good. That was good in some way because it helped us to be the cornerstone of the family. You know, the woman was a strong shakti of the family. She was the power of the family. She kept the family together because she did not focus much on her looks, because she focused on her qualities. You know, in the old days, most of the time a person would say, I am who I am because of my mother. I am who I am because of some woman that was in my life. Men would say, I am who I am because of my wife. You know, they always say the strong man has a strong woman behind him. Right?
Yes.
We've lost that. Women are so concerned about being sexy, about being loved, about being beautiful physically, that we have lost that power that we were cultivating over many, many centuries.
Yes.
So women are more powerless today than ever before because we are now a slave to our sexual desires.
Exactly. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and
Savitri. Welcome.
great, Savitri. Thank you. We are talking about the word sexy and beautiful. And we're talking about how pervasive it is in our culture that we've allowed that word to permeate almost every action that we do. And there's a quote by Nancy Friday, who wrote a book way back when about it's called Our Looks, Our Lives, and it's about sex, beauty, and power and the need to be seen. She made a statement in there that says, there's a powerful political force in a woman who can combine beauty and economic power. Mm-hmm. And that really struck me because we as a country need women to wake up because if we could take that power, you know, that we own that 85%, we own the economic power, we make the economic decisions in our country. Mm-hmm. Why is our country in the shape that it's in? Mm-hmm. What have we done to allow ourselves to be distracted? That we've bought into the convenience, we've bought into the speed where we haven't stopped, we haven't taken into account beauty. Beauty slows us down. Mm-hmm. Beauty allows us to think twice about our actions and how they affect others. And if we slowed down, we would be making different economic decisions in our lives. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Well, you know, it feels like when you're from a beautiful person is a person who feels every situation in their life, even when they're shopping, from their heart. A person who lives from their mind actually lives from their pelvis. When you're a sexual person, you're actually a pelvic person. And then you're a sexual person. You don't have to be a sexual person to have sex all the time. Just by living from your mind, the mind then has to turn to some part of the body that has energy to get its information from. So it turns to the pelvis. But when you live from the beautiful part of you, your soul, then you feel more. And when you feel more than just yourself. You feel your whole family. You feel your whole community. So when you're shopping, you feel, is this product going to benefit the whole world? But when you're a heart-centered person, when you're a sexual person, you're only in the ego, which says, is this product going to benefit just me? And that's the difference.
That is the difference. In fact, Savitri, you have said that, you know, we want to sharpen our intuition, which goes along with beauty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the ways you can test yourself is, you know, how in tune are you? If you've made a purchase and you get home and you find out it's not right, mm-hmm. and you have to do a return, you know, why weren't you more in tune when you bought the product?
Exactly.
And that's what we're really talking about, is the ability to awaken that intuition that's a little more available to women than it is to men, although men have it, certainly. And men, this is the other thing I want to bring up. By the way, men are not immune to these forces of sex, speed, and the advertising. They are just as susceptible, and there's just an equal amount of men out there that are, you know, asking for the same thing. So it's not like it's just women, even though this is a women's show. Men are suffering from the same thing. They're trying to figure out how to wake up, mm-hmm. how to not be so influenced. They're looking at their lives and going, you know, my life might look great on the outside, but underneath, it's a shambles. So this is not just sex just isn't just for women, although women can probably control it just a little bit more. But, you know, there's an equal amount of men that are trying to wake up as well.
And, you know, women have to train men. That's our job. It's not training, meaning it's not a bad thing. Training is not a bad thing. We parents train children. We all
yes.
do training all day long. When you work for somebody, you're being trained. When you're working for yourself, you have to train yourself. Training is part of life. Training is discipline.
Exactly.
A woman is saying, well, I wish men were this way. I wish men were this way. They must be trained that way, just as men
yes.
train us. Men have
exactly.
trained us for thousands of years, a certain way we wanted. So now we have to train them. But, the greatest power of a woman is her ability to feel. Mm-hmm. Not her emotional feelings, where she can feel anger and hate and get and overwhelmed. That's not the feeling I'm talking about. The greatest gift of a woman's body is that she has the ability to feel the bigger story. She has the ability to feel intuition. She has the ability to feel the love that flows through everything. She has the ability to feel the beauty in all existence. The man has to be trained how to feel that way.
Exactly.
The right person is a sexual person. They're blocking, especially a female, she's blocking her true power. You know, very often people say, I need to feel beautiful. And the first thing they'll do is they'll choose something on the outside to feel beautiful. They'll pluck their eyebrows or get their hair done or change their hair color. When I feel I need to be beautiful, you know what I do? I touch my heart chakra. I turn to my soul. Because I did that outer thing and I got more and more miserable. I never felt more beautiful. Because beauty is connecting with your soul. Beauty is bringing out your soul's amazing, unique qualities. And that's what makes you beautiful. So the next time you gals, you have this urge to feel beautiful, meditate. Turn to your heart. Turn to your soul. Because your soul truly is the most beautiful part of you. Not your sexuality. Sexuality is for people to create babies. Sexuality is when you feel an emptiness. When you feel the need to attract someone else because you can't attract yourself. Beauty is when you know who you are, when you're in that place of being, the completeness of who you are. That's what beauty is. This is also a misconception, Mona, when it comes to creating wealth. You know, they call the law of attraction. That's actually incorrect. It should not be the law of attraction. It's the law of being.
Yes.
When you are in the mode of attracting, you're in the sexual chakra. You're in the mind and you're in the pelvis. You don't need to attract anything because you are everything. And so we go into the sexuality. But when you're in the law of beauty, you're in the law of being because your soul already is everything you want to be. And then your soul will bring to you, not attract to you, will bring to you more of yourself.
Absolutely. In fact, as you were saying, the greatest gift is to feel the bigger story. Then isn't it true that you just still have, in order to do that training, both to yourself and to men, is that you have to take that feeling and speak up about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can feel it, but you have to take one more action step.
Yeah.
And that action step requires a speaking up. And that's what a lot of times women are afraid to do. Especially when it's a training. And it's not a negative. It's not like wagging your finger and I told you so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Speaking up can just be simply having a conversation at the right time and being willing to listen. So it's not like it's it is a discipline. I'm not wanting to use that word incorrectly, but you have to take that step because if you don't communicate it, it'll just stay stuck inside you. So you can feel all those beautiful feelings, but there are times where you absolutely have to communicate it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what your soul does. Your soul, when you live from the beauty of who you are, your soul uses your senses at the right and perfect time. We don't give enough faith to our soul. We think our soul is just this little energy that doesn't know much. Our soul is the energy of the Creator itself. The energy of all intelligence everywhere, the power that creates all existence. That's the essence, that's the beauty of who our soul is. So when you connect to that feeling of your soul and you bring that soul into your senses, that's all your soul says, bring me into your senses. I will speak for you. I will see for you. I will hear for you. And that's the real beauty of a female. That's her real gift.
So then why are we so afraid to listen? You know, because if we sit there and we connect with the beauty and we feel those feelings, then the active level is we must listen to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, you cannot connect with your soul unless you listen to yourself.
Yes.
You have to cultivate that inner listening in order to be able to bring it out into the world. And the thing is, as long as you live in the mind is designed to listen to everything around you. But you're not designed for that. You're designed to live from inside out, not from outside in. So if we're living from outside in, then the first thing we're going to see is our body.
Uh-huh.
The outer layer first. But you live from inside out, the first thing you're going to see is how much of my soul is flowing in through me today.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel ugly, I go, oh, I don't immediately go, okay, I better go pluck my eyebrows. I go, uh-oh, I haven't connected enough with my soul. Because my soul is my beautiful part of me. And so I go, okay, I'm going to meditate more. I'm going to connect with the beauty of who I am. I will bring that light out and surround my body, and suddenly I don't feel ugly anymore. And I speak with more beauty. I see myself and others with more beauty. But when I live from the outside in, the first thing you do is you look at your body and you go, eh, this is wrong, uh-huh. That's wrong, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I got to dress it differently. I got to do something differently to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings up the thought that, you know, when people think beautiful, or you think beautiful,
mm-hmm.
just the word beauty, they have a tendency to associate it to an outside thing.
Exactly.
Instead of the inside feeling. And that's really the distinction you're trying to make here, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like even for a vase, you could have the most gorgeous vase. Okay? Just absolutely exquisite. It's a tall, beautiful, elegant vase. And if someone gives you a bouquet of flowers, let's say pansies, okay, pansies will not fit in a tall, beautiful, elegant vase.
No.
So to that moment in time, that tall, elegant, beautiful vase is not beautiful. Because beauty means everything is working in perfection. And harmony.
Yes.
So a beautiful vase at that moment with that pansy would be a short, fat vase.
And would be equally as beautiful.
That's what would make that beautiful.
Great. Well, we'll listen. We're going to continue.
Flowers have become beautiful together.
We'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to our last segment of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and
Savitri. Welcome.
Great. Well, Savitri, we were talking at the break that, you know, part of the reason people feel stress, women feel stress and pressure in their lives is because they have forgotten to weave beauty back in their day. You know, we have a tendency during the week to allow this speed and, you know, all the media to just like, you know, work hard, work hard, work hard, earn, 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 earn. And at the end of the week, they go, oh, God, I've got to just treat myself, you know. So that treat could be anything. It could go, you know, I'll go have sex. I'll go look for something in the outside. And really, if they had woven beauty into their day, they had woven the feelings into their day, there wouldn't be a need to have to, like, reward themselves on the weekend. This is what happens in relationships a lot of times, is that, you know, there's stress and pressure on the relationship to be a certain way, and there's so much emphasis on the sex because we haven't woven the beautiful feelings in place of the physical.
Exactly. And that's the key that you said, woven feelings. You know, what we do is when we go to work, we are not allowing ourselves to feel the joy, the gratitude that, oh, wow, someplace on this planet needs me, wants me, and is giving me thank you notes for what I'm doing. But all we do is focus on, oh, I've got to go to work. You know, so we're not feeling beautiful feelings. Beauty, a beautiful person starts with having beautiful feelings, and then beautiful thoughts, and then beautiful actions. A sexy person is not focusing on beautiful feelings or beautiful thoughts or beautiful actions. So therefore, it needs, at the end of the week, something to satisfy the sexuality.
Exactly.
That happens with relationships. When I've seen so many people, when they're in the sexy mode, feel they have to force some guy or some gal to like them. When you're in the beautiful mode, where your soul is flowing through you and the beauty of who you are is coming out, the perfect person for you enters your life.
And that's
like the times becoming a beautiful person. And then that person you're searching for, that soulmate that you're searching for, will automatically be part of the flow of your own inner beauty. But when you are in your sexual mode, you have to work hard to get that person to find you. And you know, most of the time you don't find the right person. That's why there's so many divorces.
Yes. Yes. So there's that element of slowing down is a big piece of beauty.
Very much so, because that allows you to feel.
Exactly. And that allows, it's like, this is, and I was realizing this week, is that, you know, the flow of the universe, there is a flow that happens. And we've allowed technology and speed and, you know, just our own thoughts of our mind to race ahead of the flow. Mm-hmm. And the flow is sitting there going, everything I need is right there in that flow. And, you know, if you just slow down a little bit, you'd see that I have everything right there for you. This is like universe, divine talking to you. But you have to slow down. You have to feel in order to connect with that natural, divinely given flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in the spiritual path, people talk about the sacred moment of now. You can't feel that sacred moment of now when you're always in speed. You're always in the future. So a person who lives from the beauty of themselves is very much in the moment of now. And in the moment of now is when you can feel those beautiful feelings. And in the moment of now, most importantly, you can feel you already are love.
Mm-hmm.
A sexy person is a person who is not feeling that they are love. A beautiful person feels and knows that they are love. A sexy person is always needing someone else to tell them that they are love.
And this also takes away the element of time, because, you know, when you say slow down, people just kind of panic at the thought of even slowing down.
Right.
But not realizing that the flow will give them the exact right thing,
mm-hmm.
which will be at the right time, which will then seem like you can say that's a miracle. It's really not a miracle. It's just the flow starting to work. It's you agreeing to work with the flow.
Right. Right.
Not the other way around. And so all of a sudden, time does not become the issue.
And you know, that's the big thing people are really into. Well, what is my true purpose? But the true purpose is really to live in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's your true purpose. When you don't live in the flow, you cannot live in your true purpose. But people think, well, if I live in my true purpose, I will be in the flow. No, it's the exact opposite. It's when you're in the flow, when you're feeling each moment, and you're in the moment of now, you're not in the past, you're not in the future, you're feeling the beauty of who you are, you're feeling the fact that you are love. That's when you're in the flow, and that's when you can live at that moment your true purpose.
And with that, I realize, you know, how many moments I've missed in my life because, you know, I'm like going too fast and missed opportunities to develop certain ideas because I wasn't willing to, you know, just be at that slower pace to allow those things to develop and allow the elements of those ideas to drop into my life and for them to blossom. So this whole thing with technology, with sex, with speed, with, you know, just gotta have it now, gotta have it now, gotta have it now, is not what the flow is at
all. It's the wrong now.
It's the wrong now.
It's the wrong now. It's the irony of it is, it's the wrong now.
And so, you know,
the now of separation of ego is not the now of the flow.
If it's tough for a person to slow down, you know what? Maybe you could, here, I've got some suggestions we could do to help you slow that down, turn that tide and get connected back to that flow is, you know, choose a different color to wear on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't allow yourself to slow down next time you go shopping, that's a speed thing that you do, pick a different color. Allow color to enter into your life. And because color, even though color can slow you down, even for a few minutes to say, wow, you know, I never thought about wearing that color. I kind of like myself in that color.
Mm-hmm.
And color plays a huge role in being able to connect yourself to that flow because, you know, it takes, it makes you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing is even if you just turned your phone off for an evening just to give your nervous system a break would be a great idea. So that you could be able to feel your feelings. You know, how did my day go? What did I do that was truly in line with what that flow was supposed to be for that day? And maybe just replacing that cup of coffee with a calming tea so that you could give your nervous system a break, which would help you slow down.
Right.
And that's, oh my gosh, that's a whole show in itself.
And also just focusing on your breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quickest way to slow down. Just stop for a moment and feel that breath. It goes unnoticed through your whole day. It goes totally unnoticed. What's breathing through me? Who's giving me breath? Who's giving me life? Slow down and ask those questions. Slow down and say thank you for this breath. Thank you for life. I don't want to say thank you at my last breath. I want to say thank you right now while I'm breathing breath after breath after breath.
Exactly.
When you go to that place of feeling and of being aware of your breath, that's when you can slow down and go and click back into flow again.
Exactly.
So take a moment to just feel that all around you is your beautiful self. In you is your beautiful self. Inhale that beauty that's all around you and say thank you for the beauty of life. Exhale the beauty that is you. You don't have to have words to it. To say, I exhale the beauty that I am into the world. Let it shine and glow. I inhale the beauty of the world back into me. Let the beauty in me and the beauty around me come together with each breath. Just that alone will help you to slow down and flow back into flow back into the magic moment of now where you will feel beautiful and not need to feel sexy. Because in beauty is the wholeness of who you are. In sexy is the separation of who you are.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could also just keep your fresh flowers, keep those pansies around the house to remind you of life and to teach you to feel the presence of a living thing, and that helps you slow down.
Yes.
And feel what it feels like to take time for yourself. And sometimes when you have fresh flowers there, like I have, my sister brought me a beautiful fresh vase of fresh flowers for my desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a living thing, and you
can
flowers. There isn't a person that doesn't respond to a flower.
And bring it to work. Bring a little bouquet of flowers to work. It makes
even one little bud.
Mm-hmm. One little bud is next to your computer, and every once in a while just turn your head from the screen and look at that flower and go, my gosh, that's, look at the color, look at the shape. Something magical created that flower, and I am from the same source of that something magical. Yes. Therefore, I am magical.
Exactly.
Therefore, exactly. I am beautiful.
And it just might help you make a different decision in life because you took one moment to slow down mm-hmm. and connect with yourself.
Exactly.
So I hope that since we're getting to the close of the show, I hope everybody got a message today about the importance of taking a little bit of that power away from the word sexy, putting it over into the beautiful category, and realizing that that's where true life really is. That's where the answer to all your dreams are, to all the issues in your life, is to feel, and to feel those beautiful feelings. And Savitri, any last closing thoughts before our show is done?
Just for this quote, beauty, you are my way to the divine. Beauty, you are my way to the divine.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So let that be your mantra for the week. Try it out for yourself and see if your week, next week, and the weekend can be completely different because you're experiencing it differently and you're slowing down and you're allowing a beautiful thought and a beautiful feeling to enter into your life. So with that, enjoy your weekend. Savitri, thank you so much for being on the show. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.